most recent. The current season features such legends as McCoy Tyner, Wynton Marcellus, and Dee Dee Bridgewater, as well as rising stars Julian Lage, Joy Alexander, and Tia Fuller. New shows are posted weekly, and you can also find the complete first season. The program is syndicated nationally by the African American Public Radio Consortium, but it can be heard anytime on KBOO's website by going to the drop-down menu on the homepage, clicking on Audio, then Podcasts, and scrolling down to the Jazz in the New Millennium page. That's Jazz in the New Millennium with Rick Mitchell at KBOO.FM.
You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM, and on the web at kboo.fm. KBOO programming is made possible by KBOO listener members and support from Oregon Zoo Summer Concerts, presenting Punch Brothers and Andrew Bird Saturday, October 18th at the Oregon Zoo Amphitheater starting at 7 p.m. Doors open at 5 p.m. and all ages are welcome. Tickets and more information are available online at zooconcerts.com.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Tuesday, August 14th, 2018, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM on the Fishnet, radio for woke folk and the weird, feared, and the fully realized resistance. We're talking solidarity today, and we're going to be speaking with Greg Coleridge. He is the outreach director at Move to Amend. And if you go to the Move to Amend website page, you'll find Greg Coleridge writing on building solidarity with unions this Labor Day. Unions really encompass all of us. All of us who still retain our sense of citizenhood, self, and identity in the midst of the deliberately created turmoil and chaos that seems to be all around us and rising higher by the moment. It really isn't. And the notion of solidarity, that notion itself has a calming effect, a balancing effect, and positioning for the struggle ahead. The weakness of the corporate nation, the weakness of the Trump administration, is that it is drowning in its own chaos. It's created. The Trump administration and the corporate entities have created this sense of constant storm madness. Well, there you go. my candidate for the 2020 presidential election, Stormy Daniels. But that said, the turmoil at the Trump administration and its corporate cohort is drowning its creators right now. So if there ever was a time for solidarity, and if there ever was a time to make a move to amend, it is definitely now. We've got Greg Coleridge, the outreach director, moved to amend on the line with us right now. We're going to quickly just zip through the weather. I don't know if anybody took notice of the fact that one of the largest fires burning, there's 17 fires, pretty much the state of California is on fire right now. In Southern California, the Holy Fire, one of the largest of these fires, and apparently... It's an arson crime, and the arsonist who has been apprehended. wait for it. His name is Forrest Park. Then that said, there is a piece by Stephen Walt, A Playbook for Taming Donald Trump, and If you simply go and search that, you will find a terrific piece on four strategies that other countries can use to deal with a suddenly unpredictable superpower. This is well worth taking a look at. I'll get that source for you in just a moment. But right now, we've got Greg on the line. Good morning, Greg. Good morning, Greg. Hello, are you there? Well, we'll wait just a moment and plow ahead. The piece that Greg has on the Move to Amend website, Labor Day, is a terrific opportunity for Move to Amend and all of us to make personal and issue connections with members of labor unions. Unions, as you know, are struggling, and it seems that this would be counterintuitive because we certainly do need unions now. Good morning, Greg. Hello. Talking union in one moment. So, in effect, the unions have been, I think it would appear, again, this is simply an observation, that unions have been attacked from the inside. I think there are people in unions right now who are there for purposes other than protection of labor, protection of the working citizen. They are there, in fact, to destroy unions from the inside. All of these things, all these questions. This is a question. This is not a fact. This is a question that I would be curious to see answered or approached. Greg, good morning.
Well, good morning. How's this?
We're here. We're really glad to have you with us today. We're celebrating Labor Day every day the month of August, because it takes more than just a day, just a weekend of junk and barbecue to really address the notion of organizing of labor and why we organize, what the purpose is. Why do we need labor unions in the first place if corporations are so just and so magnanimous and so fair? If a corporation is a person and really does deserve recognition as an individual, then why do we need unions? There's some very good answers. Those answers are becoming clearer and clearer every moment. Unions, of course, we know, have been attacked from the outside in recent years, and now we're seeing attacks coming from the inside. Greg, this as we approach Labor Day and we talk about solidarity We talk about what solidarity means when it comes to unions and to the defense of labor. Talk a little bit about that and why obviously they're doing something right or they wouldn't be attacked so ferociously. Can you place unions in the context of the history of labor in this country?
Yeah. Well, unions are, of course, one of the most potent and formidable forces that have served historically to counter the power of organized capital. I mean, what is union but simply a coming together of people? Of course, of people who work in a particular workplace or that come together around a single theme promoting fairness and equality and justice around their workplace, whether that's a car manufacturers or carpenters or whomever, but of course people coming together to organize themselves collectively is a type of union that represents the amassing of power. And we know historically in this country that power takes basically, when you come right down to it, one of two forms, either organized money or organized people. And if you don't have the one, you sure as heck better have the other. And organized unions are and have been, and they are as old as basically the Republic itself, but certainly became much more of a important force in last century, around the period of the Depression, when organized people began to gain rights, legal rights, rights of collective bargaining. And that was because of people coming together at their particular workplaces and striking and sitting down, forming, committing acts of civil disobedience. And so unions, beginning then up to the present time, have had this kind of counterweight force against organized capital to push back, to try to promote fairness and justice in the workplace, but also justice outside the workplace, in coming together in union with people outside in communities, whether they are people of faith or people at the grassroots, in community organizations, or good government groups, to promote various forms of and unions, while they are far less potent today than in the past in terms of numbers of people that are part of organized labor, nevertheless, they still are a force to be reckoned with. And just as you have said, why organized capital still invests so much time and energy and effort at trying to weaken the power of labor unions, of working people at the workplace through laws and through court decisions. And so it's very important this upcoming Labor Day, and as you are doing in this program, acknowledging and celebrating and remembering the power and force of labor this whole month, and well, it should be this whole year, each and every day, since it is organized working people that brought us the work the weekend, that brought us the family leave in a good many workplaces, that brought us certain health care perks in the workplace among their members. It's important to remember is that it has never been more important as it is today to come together and to develop a force, a power, a movement, which is what labor was at one time, that needs not to happen in collaboration with others, because labor can't do it alone. They aren't powerful enough anymore. They absolutely must work with other organizations, and why we had moved to amend this organization of 450,000 people around the country and affiliates all over the country, 50 plus, and organizations that have endorsed our call for a constitutional amendment to end corporate constitutional rights and money being defined as free speech, need to come together to join forces to promote not just better people who are elected in elections and not just better laws and regulations, but much better fundamental ground rules. And that's what constitutions are, and that's why we are trying to work with organized labor and many other groups to not only change places, which are elections, or changing laws and rules, but also changing the fundamental ground rules of our society, which are the constitutions of society. And that's why we are calling for an amendment to the Constitution that would end corporate constitutional rights, this bizarre notion of corporate personhood, and money being defined as free speech. Because if by reducing the power of money in elections, and if by reducing the power of corporations in being defined as people, both of those happen, then the power of organized people, that is organized labor, and those of us at the community level that don't have money but do have people, then relatively speaking, our voices, our needs would rise up to the surface and hopefully become more potent in having then policies and politicians listen to and respond to our needs and our wants.
Thank you so much, Greg. We're completely out of time. Something to consider, and we would like very much to have you back on the air again, is the question of why, when it is abundantly clear and to people that unions and organized labor is in their best interest as working people, why they will reject that in favor of the of their corporate overlords. This is happening increasingly, and it would suggest to me that in being under attack from the outside, unions and labor in general is also under attack from the inside. That leaving us all with that thought to consider, this has been Air Cascadia for Tuesday, August 14th, 2018. My guest has been Greg Coleridge, new outreach director.